our Block Club Chicago report now. We call it Extremely Local News. It's sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey joins us, and let's go over some of the Jason Kelce sightings from the weekend here in Chicago.
Right. Yes. Good morning, Bob. Jason Kelce was in town for the Bears Monday Night Football game on the broadcast team, and it's always good to keep an eye on him. He's sort of a wild card out there. But yeah, it seems like he really enjoyed neighborhood spots in Chicago when he visited. He was, I would say his most notable stop was the old-fashioned donuts in the Roseland neighborhood, which if any of the listeners haven't been there before, they got to check it out. Just sort of a hole-in-the-wall donuts shop, but some of the most fantastic donuts and apple fritters. Jason Kelce said he had an apple fritter that it was the best he've ever had, even though he doesn't like them normally. But he bought a shirt and he wore it on Monday Night Football at the halftime show. So he was definitely repping the 1972 vintage donut shop down there. He also went to Nisei Lounge, which I think is another good sign that he's in Chicago. He knows what he's doing. The Wrigleyville Bar, also kind of a dive bar, but a good place to go before and after games. And he looked like he may have stayed there late, although he seemed to be on his game the next day. And and Jake Melnick's in the Gold Coast. He went to another pub there. So yes, you know, he was gained fame obviously as the Eagles center, but has really gained national and international fame by being Travis Kelce's brother.
Somebody gave him some good advice about where to go in Chicago, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about one of the city's most treasured architectural achievements. It's open again, isn't it?
Yes, this is the Alfred Caldwell Lilly Pool, which is really a gorgeous pond. It's right next to Lincoln Park Zoo. It's like just off of Fullerton, a little bit west of Lakeshore Drive. Kind of a hidden oasis, definitely a hidden oasis for Chicago. Really quiet spot. It's been around since the late 1800s. Alfred Caldwell, who designed Promontory Point in Hyde Park, was behind it. It has gone through a series of sort of renovations and lots of disrepair and decay, but they sort of brought it back to its early glory in the 2000s, but they finally got around to fixing the prairie-style pavilions, basically, you know, wood shelters that are on it to protect you and give you a place to sit. So they've been fixing those for the last 2 years, and it's closed down the area. Just reopened 2 days ago. It took way longer than they thought because it's a national landmark, so they had to restore it all with the same stuff that Caldwell designed and used in the past. So it took a while to track down some of these white oak timbers and find a place that could manufacture them. But it's up and running. So if anyone's looking for a quiet fall spot to get a little peace and quiet and otherwise a pretty busy area, the Alfred Caldwell Lilly Pool is right next to Lincoln Park Zoo.
Finally, it's our newest street, Bob Newhart Way.
Yep, you know, there's a million of these brown signs marking famous and not-so-famous people, but I would say Bob Newhart definitely qualifies. People will recognize the name. It's on Sheridan Road, 5901 North Sheridan, and they put it there because that's where his fake home was for the Bob Newhart show in the 70s, and it would be featured in the opening sequence, one of those giant condo buildings on North Sheridan Road. So, yep, his kids came out for it. They had a big ceremony the other day to mark it. Bob is a local guy. Grew up in Oak Park, went to St. Ignatius, went to Loyola. So he's got his Edgewater and Rogers Park area credentials in place. So
yes,
he's
does.
Earned it. When you drive by it, watch for the new speed cameras, but it's there.
Always. Seamus Toomey, thank you.